Deuteronomy 24, I want to read you the first five verses, but before that, for the sake of time, listen to these verses. There came unto him Pharisees, trying him, and saying, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said, Have ye not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? And he said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why then did Moses command to give a bill of divorce and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, for your hardness of heart, suffered you to put your wives away. But from the beginning, it hath not been so. And now, Deuteronomy 24, verse 1. When a man taketh a wife and marrieth her, then it should be, if she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some nakedness in her, that he shall write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, who took her to be his wife, her former husband, who sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that, she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. When a man taketh a new wife, he shall not go out in the host, neither shall he be charged with any business. He shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer his wife, whom he hath taken. Let us speak God again in prayer. Our Father, we are thankful for the great explanations contained in thy word about all the essential issues of life. Our Father, if we would only look to thy word and understand it and obey it, let us know that this is our desire, not just to know what the law says, but to be doers of the law and not hearers only, deceiving our own hearts. And so we would briefly commit all into thy hands, asking of thee all that's necessary to teach thy people and make them pleasing in thy sight and to build us up on our most holy faith. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank God for the many questions asked our Lord by his enemies. For this reason, the answer that the Lord gives not only puts to silence all of their pride and all of their cunning, but at the same time it gives us a divine interpretation of a portion of Scripture that they're asking about. Think of that. There are many portions in the Bible that I read about, and nowhere else in the Bible are they commented on. But I told you again and again that if a portion is ever discussed somewhere else in the Bible, see what the Bible says about the Bible. And the Lord was asked many questions about Old Testament passages and about subjects that trouble the people. And the answers he gave are divine interpretations. Do you see the difference? What I tell you may be correct and may not be correct. But when the Lord gives you an interpretation, that is a divine interpretation. And when they're asking him about the resurrection, he explains Exodus chapter 3. And I would never in a million years have looked to Exodus 3 for the resurrection. The Savior said it was there. That is God's divine interpretation. And in like manner, when it comes to the question that I read to you tonight, it is answered by our Savior in Matthew 19 that I read to you before I read to you Deuteronomy 24. The question they asked was this: is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? It says, this they said, tempting him, putting him to the test, trying him. Now, the scripture that they were asking about was Deuteronomy chapter 24. They say, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And then the Savior in Matthew 19 gives us a divine interpretation of the rudiment of Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4. You do not realize how indebted we are to the Savior for this explanation. But first of all, let me tell you this. I find that hypocrites deal with the most sacred subject in a way that is both irreverent and a desecration to the holy standard that God sets upon us. Let me give you an example. In your King James Version, we have the woman taken in adultery. And they say, in the law, Moses wrote that we should stone such a woman. What do you say? You see no brokenness apart from this fallen woman. And here, about the matter of divorce and remarriage, they come and say, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Not wanting information, but tempting him. And this is despicable when a man would deceptively ask a question about some sacred portion of God's Word to take the answer that is given by the Savior and twist it to their own advantage. And so you think now about the reason that you ask questions about certain portions of God's Word. Why do you ask? Do you ask that you might walk in the light that God's Word gives concerning such a question? Or do you ask it just hoping that the man will agree with the interpretation that you have taken of it? Or do you ask it trying to outsmart the man, find some fault in his understanding of the Scripture? What is your reason? The only reason that we should ask questions is for information, that we might be doers of what is set forth in God's Word. But hypocrites never approach God's Word sacredly, but as we have had them in two illustrations doing it tonight. But the important thing is this. Even though they approach the Savior hypocritically, they ask him a question, and the Savior answers that question. And the question that he is answering is about Deuteronomy chapter 24. And this is it. When a man taketh a wife and marrieth her, then it shall be if she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some, the word is uncleanness in your Bible, uncleanness in mine, but the word is literally what I told you, some nakedness in her, that he shall write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. Now, this is the question they're asking. That word, some uncleanness in her. Just how far can we go with that word? Does it mean for any cause? Or does it mean for specific causes? Or does it mean for one cause? On what ground may a man put away his wife? That is the question that they're asking. And so our Savior talks about Deuteronomy chapter 24, and he gives us the attitude that we should have toward it, toward divorce and remarriage. And the first thing he does is to remind us not of the book of Deuteronomy, which is the law, but the book of Genesis, which is the start of things. And if you look in the book of Genesis, you will never find any mention at all about the possibility of divorce. If you look throughout the Old Testament, you will never find anywhere the mention of the possibility of divorce. You say, now you just contradicted yourself. You've read to me the possibility of divorce. God is instituting divorce. He's telling us that a man can divorce a woman. But I disagree. It isn't that at all. For this reason, let me ask you, where in the Bible does the Lord write down laws about a man having more wives than one? You say, well, I remember it says about not multiplying wives, and I remember it says about the husband of one wife. Well then, is God saying that a man may have many wives, but that he should have just one wife? Or are these things discussed because of sin that man had already engaged in, and God was just writing about a sin that he was committing? You see, that must be it. Why, of course. You'll find that before God ever mentioned anything about having more wives than one, sinful men were out choosing wives of all they pleased. God never said anything about it. He brought Adam one wife, and he never mentioned anything about divorce. It never came to his mind to mention anything about divorce. He mentions, cleave unto your wife. He never mentions, leave your wife. There is not one word in the Bible that God ever writes about divorce that he initiates. Understand what I say. There is much in the Bible about divorce, but that God initiates. But what he does is simply write about things that have issued from man's sinful heart. And so in the portion that we've read in Deuteronomy 24, it is not God instituting divorce, but it is God commenting on something that is already existing among men. Now that's most important, because some people go to portions like this and say, God teaches divorce in the Old Testament. Does God teach you to drink wine in the Bible when he says, a drinker of a little wine, not given to much wine, does he tell you have to drink it? He said, no. He's trying to control people that are drinking too much wine. Why, of course. God isn't telling us, now, get drunk. He forbids drunkenness. He says, if you drink wine, you have to drink it in moderation. And if you're sick, take a little for your stomach. But he's not teaching that we have to drink wine. He's not teaching that we have a right to divorce. He is not teaching that we have a right to have many wives. But he is simply commenting on existing sins for the purpose of controlling and regulating something that had previously existed and men had engaged in with severity and without reason. And God said, I am going to put an end to that. You have been divorcing. You have been having many wives. Now I'm going to write about these things. And when he writes about a man having many wives, he's not condoning. And when he writes about divorce, he is not condoning, but he was simply regulating it and controlling something that was found among the Israelites when he called them out of Egypt. And I'll show you why. You'll find earlier than chapter 24 in Deuteronomy, and you'll find in the book of Leviticus, references to people that had been divorced. It says that the high priest could not marry a divorced woman. And so it shows that at this time, divorces had already taken place. And so Moses is simply commenting under the inspiration of God on this sin of divorce. And he's telling us
about regulating it as it found in Deuteronomy 24. Now that's most important. Never let anyone go back and say as the hypocrites did. When the Lord Jesus said, in the book of Genesis, it says, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Now listen to the hypocrite. Well then, why did Moses command us to give a bill of divorce? And now, this is the answer. Moses, because of your hardness of heart, suffered you to put your wife away. But from the beginning, it has not been forced. Do you understand? It says that Deuteronomy chapter 24 is not God instituting a decree for divorce, but God is commenting on something that issued from sinful man's hardened heart. Now that's most important. Why is Deuteronomy 24 in the Bible? The Lord said, Moses, because of your hardness of heart, suffered you to write a bill of divorce. Now that is a revelation. Deuteronomy 24 is not put here because God is looking upon men and women that cannot get along together. And God says, well, I'm going to give you a chance to get a divorce if you can't get along with a woman. That isn't it at all. God never intended a man to leave a woman. He nowhere commands it in the Bible. He is simply controlling what sinful men were doing. And God said, because of the hardness of your heart is contained in the Bible. And for that reason, let me forever put to rest this. Who is a hard-hearted person? One who gets a divorce, or one who tries to prevent a divorce and will not allow a person who is divorced to sin against the other teachings of the Word of God? Here is a person who has gotten a divorce, not on scriptural grounds, and this person wants to get married again. And I say, no, it's unlawful. Who has the hard heart? You say, why, you representing that lonely, dependent woman who doesn't have a husband, not to get married again. Do you understand that the Savior said, for your hardness of heart, He permitted you to get a divorce and put away your wife. The only one who Christ describes as being hard-hearted is the person who got the divorce. So never say concerning any man who wants to prevent divorces that are not scriptural, and if a person has a divorce, they want to have certain privileges and pity and compassion, the Lord says that divorced person is hard-hearted. Not the person who says, you shouldn't have had a divorce, and now that you are divorced, you are to remain unmarried or be reconciled to your husband. No hard heart at all in that person, unless you say Christ is hard-hearted. Did you say that? But he's the one that taught him. He's the one that said, you are hard-hearted, get in a divorce. And he is the one who says, and if you get a divorce and get remarried again, you commit adultery. And so shall we say, well, Christ is hard-hearted in saying such a thing? You can't say that. Then the hard-hearted person are the person getting divorces and wanting to be remarried on grounds other than scriptural grounds. And so forever put that to rest and never say concerning any man who demands that the scriptures be followed that he is hard-hearted. He is possessing the mind of Christ. The hard-hearted person is the divorced person who says, I'm not living with you anymore. The Lord says, for your heart is the heart. That is the reason. And so this is the teaching of Christ. And so you look through the scripture and you ask about divorce, and here is what you find about divorce. Now these are scriptural statements. Listen. That God hates it. God says in Malachi 2, I hate divorces. I hate putting away. And so God hates it. And God forbids it. I've given you two references, and I'm going to bring them to your attention again. God says when a man seduces an unmarried woman, he has to marry her, or he may never divorce her. And if a man marries a woman and tells lies about her, he may never divorce that woman. And you'll find that any time a man does divorce a woman, it is not because God wants you to get a divorce. It is because of the hardness of heart in the man who says, I don't want to live with you anymore. You don't want to live with me anymore. And so you get a divorce. God said, it is a hardness of heart. And so listen to what he does. God hates it. God forbids it. God rebukes those that want divorces. And not only that, but he terminates divorce. When the Savior says, but from the beginning it has not been so, and I say unto you. And when Christ said, I say unto you, he put an end to even Deuteronomy chapter 24. This is God's teaching about divorce. Whatever you might have heard, you put me to the test and show me wrong in what I told you. And if what I'm telling you is right, then what you have thought or what you have been taught in the past is wrong. And you'll find that God has no enjoyment and God has no fellowship with a divorce. He speaks of it in the terms, and I've quoted the word of God himself to show you what God thinks about. All right. Look at this for a moment and see what Deuteronomy 24 is written for. It says, when a man taketh a wife and marrieth her, then it shall be if she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some unseemly thing in her. A man marries a wife and he doesn't know all about her. Why? Because after he has married her, he finds some nakedness in her. Now, before he married her, something is covered up. Understand that. Right now, I have clothes on. If I take them off, you find something naked with the body. And so, when he married this woman, her past is covered up. But now, after he married her, he finds some nakedness in her. Her past has been uncovered, and she didn't know about it before. And that is the primary meaning of the word. It is translated again and again, the word erwa. It is translated nakedness. When Noah's nakedness was seen by Ham, that's the word, his nakedness. And so when she got married, she covered up some things of the past. But after he took her to be his wife, she found out these things. And so God says that when a man gets married, according to Deuteronomy 24, and now, according to New Testament principles, even more stringent, it says he can expect to have this in his wife. First of all, a wife that is either a virgin or a wife that has spoken her heart and honestly told him of her past. I tell you what. If a woman covers up promiscuity, premarital sex, and the husband finds it out, then the woman is to be stoned to death. But that's when she's guilty. There are others who are innocent. Do you remember Tamar in the Bible? Tamar was forced. And there are other women that are spoken of that were forced before they were married. But then, even though God said, the man has to marry her, as the father says, I'm not having her marry that unworthy man. I forbid it. Then, this woman had to take that stigma with her the rest of her life. Now, she was innocent. She was forced. But suppose a man proposes to her, and she doesn't tell him anything but that. And then, after they get married, he discovers this experience that she has in the past. And he found some nakedness in her. Her past has been uncovered, and for that reason, God says, you can give her a bill of divorcement. Send her out of your house. Well, it means this. It means that when people get married, there has to be honesty, and there has to be purity. And if not, God deals with it in the severest kind way. Honesty, and whenever I perform marriage ceremonies, I speak to the man alone, and I speak to the woman alone, and I tell them, you must confess your past to one another, because if not, and some nakedness is found later on, God, even in the New Testament, gives a ground of divorce for some matter of nakedness. In the future, God willing, we'll learn about that. But here, God is talking about it, and that is what they were asking him the question about. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Now, there were two schools. The school of Hillel said, yes, can put her away for any cause. And the Pharisees followed the Hillel interpretation. But there was another rabbi, a teacher of the law, who, Shammai, who taught that only immodest behavior or physical deformity could be met by this word, some nakedness found in her. And so that's what the hypocrites are asking the Savior about. Do you follow the school of Hillel, or do you follow the school of Shammai? Which is it? Is it anything goes, or is it specific things? And the Lord Jesus Christ, in answering that question, tells you why it arose in the first place. But if people find out about the past, and they confess it to one another, then no nakedness is going to be found, because all is laid open before the marriage ceremony. And then, later, if he talks about it, he's not talking about something he has found in her that causes her to find no favor in his eyes, but he's talking about something that he knew about, and now, because he's angry with her, he wants to drink it. It is, first of all, a regulation of a sin that was prevalent in Israel because of hardened hearts. And God said, I'm going to regulate it, and I'm going to control it until my son comes. And then I'm going to abolish it altogether. That's what it means, first of all. You say, well, what does it do? Why, if I were a man that was married, and I've never thought about getting a divorce before, I would read this and say, why, look, if the time comes when I no longer can get along with my wife, Deuteronomy 24 teaches me that I can put her away. This is never the intention of this passage. It is never to put into a man's mind that he can rid himself of his wife. But it is just the opposite. It is a deterrent to divorce for this reason. Suppose, and what husband has not been angry with his wife, and what wife has not been angry with her husband and spoken hasty words? Suppose, in a fit of anger, a husband said, get out of my house, I don't want to live with you anymore. And that constituted divorce. How easy it would be to get a divorce. But when God says, if you find she finds no favor in your eyes, then you have to write her a bill of divorce, you have to put it in her hand, and then you have to send her out of your house. You see, there's a little cooling off period. And I've seen marriages saved because of the red tape involved. One comes to mind now. One that was going to end right away, but because of all the red tape that the lawyers that were involved, it was delayed, and finally, for the money involved and the inconvenience, by the marriage stayed together. Not necessarily that they loved each other, but it was expensive and there's too much involved in it. And so the Lord said there is going to be this delay. And so you have to go through these things, and it's nothing hasty that takes place in a moment of time. It is a time when you think over things, and at the same time, it is a warning that if you do divorce this woman for a frivolous reason, you can never get her back again. The danger involved. Here is a man, and he finds some uncleanness in her, and he writes her a bill of divorce, puts it in her hand, and sends her out of the house. You must remember this. The Lord says, once you have done that, and she goes and marries another man, and then you start thinking, I've gotten another wife, but she's not as good as that first one I had. You know, there were so many qualities in that first wife that I had. I want that woman back. And so he goes and he tries to get her to divorce that second husband and come back to him, God says, no. And so you have to think. And so you women and you men, think of how they would think. Well, now my husband isn't perfect and my wife isn't perfect, but I don't know if I could get any better. And if I divorce them and they get married again, there can be no change. It is fine. And understand this. It says that there is a defilement even when God allows this divorce. It says that when she marries another man, after that, she is defiled. And so every person who has ever been divorced and remarried on grounds that are written in Deuteronomy 24, then God says, the woman is defiled. God tolerates this thing. God covers you for hardness of heart, but it said that that woman was defiled when she went and got married. Yeah. And so all of those who are rushing to Deuteronomy 24 for an outlet, thinking that God is condoning marriage and divorce and instituting divorce, this is farther than that. God is seeking to prevent divorce. And because of that, remember what the Savior said. From the beginning, it has not been so. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. In Deuteronomy 24, is not written for putting asunder married people, but for keeping them together. Time is on. Now, Father, we are thankful that thou dost teach us in thy word what thou dost think of that which man esteems so lightly and irreverently. We pray, our God, that we shall have the mind of Christ, that we shall not listen to what is spoken of as the morality of our neighborhood, the teachings of the world, but we shall listen to the teachings of Jesus Christ and take a stand on these things. We are so thankful, Father, that we have been exonerated from being hard-hearted, from being forceful. Thy Son hath said, the person who gets a divorce is hardened at heart. And so let us remember that and never allow a person to say that we are hard-hearted because we want the preservation of marriage. And so simply by thy Spirit, teach us the sacred things from these passages and make them a part of our lives, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.